Our text this morning is from the book of Ephesians, chapter 5. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. And these are your words, Heavenly Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. You may be seated. And dear fellow redeemed in Christ, walk as children of light. Live in such a way that in your actions, your words, your thoughts about others, you show that you are light in the Lord. Walk so that the darkness from which you were taken does not shade your life or the lives of those with whom you live and work and play and study. Walk as children of light. Yes, as a child of God, adopted through the gracious and life-giving waters of holy baptism, I desire to show the fruit of the Spirit, the goodness, righteousness, and truth that come from such a relationship with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. My walk as a child of God is different from the walk of those who despise God. I do not want to walk in that way, for I know it is the way of despair, despite how the devil may decorate that way. I do not want to walk in that way, despite how compelling it seems to allow my sinful flesh to fulfill its desires in all manner of ways opposed to God's perfect law. With all that being true, why is it that darkness is still so near? Why is the temptation so strong to go that easier way of the world, the way that promises to make me feel better by getting what I want when I want it? And why then can I not always walk in the light? It is impossible for you to follow the Spirit as your guide through everything without some awareness of hindrance by the flesh. That's how Martin Luther summarized St. Paul's teaching in Galatians chapter 5. And there in Galatians, Paul was making the same point he's making here in Ephesians chapter 5. There is a struggle between darkness and light, flesh and spirit, between our sinful nature and the new man, the new creation in us that is from God. It is the same distinction that Paul also worked through in Romans chapter 7. The truth is that Christians are at the same time saints and sinners. I do the evil I don't want to do. I don't do the good I want to do. We want to walk as children of light, but we still find ourselves stumbling in the dark, tripping over one trial and temptation after another. This is one reason why we teach and learn the Lord's Prayer, and here specifically the sixth petition, lead us not into temptation. We confess there that God certainly tempts no one to sin, but we pray in this petition that God would guard and keep us, so that the devil, the world, and our own sinful flesh may not deceive us nor lead us into misbelief, despair, and other shameful sin and vice, and though we be thus tempted, that we may still in the end overcome and retain the victory. We will not find victory in our attempts to achieve goodness and righteousness on our own. Even as God's children, we will not see the victorious life we long to find in our actions and words with others. We're looking in the wrong place if we seek victory there. Our Lord directs us to look elsewhere. We look to God to guard and keep us. And how does he do that? Well, God gives us his promises in Scripture. He gives you Jesus, his word, and all his actions. Your victory is Jesus, his perfect life, which is yours by faith. Your victory is there with Jesus in his death, which paid for your dark inclinations, your stumbles, your falling flat on your face in shame and guilt as once more you see failure. your own. We do not work our way out of that shame by lessening the truth of our failure, that sin. To try and do so is nothing but a sham victory, claiming you won when the scoreboard shows you lost by a lot. Victory over sin is always gift, never our achievement. Victory is given as you believe that you are forgiven, trusting that all that Jesus did is yours, that he does not leave you crawling in darkness in the shadow of death. He seeks you in all your dark places. He rescues you. He calls you by name. He says, you are his. That is the promise in which you walk. The word of mercy and love bought by the blood of Jesus Christ for sinners, for those who were darkness, but are now through faith in Christ alone, light in the Lord. Again, as Luther would go on to comment, this is the wisdom and the comfort of those who are truly godly, that even if they have sins and commit sins, they know that because of their faith in Christ, these are not imputed to them. In Christ, you are not guilty. And this is what allows you to walk as children of light. It is not we who achieve, but Christ. And when you have Christ, you have all goodness, righteousness, and truth. Naught can e'er condemn me, nor set my hope aside. Now hell no more can claim me, its fury I deride. No sentence e'er reproves me, no ill destroys my peace. For Christ, my Savior, loves me and shields me with his grace. Amen. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may rise as we continue with the Kyrie.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.